How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned into another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, where I bring you a brand new episode every single day, documenting my journey as an independent musician, as well as sharing tips and tricks along the way. Big accomplishment. I finished a good 90% of my book, 10 Lies in the Music Industry. The only things I have to write now are the introduction, the conclusion, and then I got to make the cover. But that's it. So I've written 10 chapters. It's a short book, but I am so happy with how it came out. I'm so pumped about it. The last chapter, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you what any of the chapters are. I already kind of gave you a preview a few episodes ago. But the last chapter is such a bang. Like, I'm so glad with how I ended that. Like, I ended it perfectly the way I wanted to. Yeah, I'm just really happy about it. The conclusion's going to be great. The intro's going to be good too. And I can't even believe I'm writing a book. Like, it's kind of funny. It's a short one. It's a short little warm up here to me writing more books. But I've said for so long that I want to write a book. Like, I've said that so many times. And I finally feel like I did it. You know what I mean? It's like hella cool. You know? So I'm super pumped about it. The thing that I'm doing for this book too is like, I'm not writing this book to make money. I mean, obviously I do want to make money with it. Do not get me wrong. Cause like money's cool and money's sick, but I'm more doing it cause I'm like, dude, can I provide some value with this book? Like, that's literally my whole thing is like, I hope somebody gets this and is super inspired by this. Like, I want someone to read this book and be like, damn, this changes my life. You know, that's really what I want for people. You know, that's what I want. I want people to read this book and be like, damn, my life has changed. You know, it's, and like I said, even though it's a short book, like I want people to like feel like it's going to be something huge for them. You know, I want people to feel like it's, it's going to be something that they can always refer back to or something that just gives them, I want it to be something that you can use to like really inspire you. You know, that's like what I care so much about. I want to inspire people. And I really do feel like as artists, we don't have to just be artists. You know, as artists, we can be more than that. You know, and I almost feel like that's even a lie I could have written in there is that artists are, you just stay in your lane. Shoot. Arguably, I will write that. Ugh, I'm annoyed because now I feel like I need to write that chapter. But yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will. But I like these ones that I wrote. But, you know, I think that it's cool that I've written a book. And I also think, like, I don't care about the sales. I don't care about how many people buy it. I just care, is it going to impact anyone? Like, honestly, I'd be down if it literally just impacted one person. Like, if it impacted one person that I don't know, or even if I do know them, I impact somebody that I know on a personal level, like, great. You know, I impacted somebody, like, that's super cool. You know, I know that, like, you know, I know that for me personally, I love reading books. I love reading books. Books have changed my life. Like, certain books are very, like, huge for me. Like, certain books, like, Dotcom Secrets by Russell Brunson, Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins, Relentless by Tim Grover. That's my favorite book. What other books? I mean, I've read so many books that changed my life. Richest Man in Babylon. You're a Badass at Making Money. So many books have changed my life. I'm trying to think if I have any other ones that I really loved. Yeah, I mean, so many books have just completely changed my life, and I always have wanted to do that, you know, and I think this is just the beginning. I could see myself writing multiple books, and I'm excited to write more books. This was, it felt like I kind of copied my mom. My mom wrote a toolkit called the Banish Burnout Toolkit, and it's essentially for people who get stressed out at work. And it's a toolkit. So there's some writing, but then there's some reading that you do, but then you do your own writing. It's like a lot of like asking yourself the important questions. So it's a dope book, and she did a great job. And this is not a toolkit at all. This is just reading, but I made it very like, it's called 10 Lies of the Music Industry. You know, it's called 10 Lies of the Music Industry. So it's very specific for a specific group, and it's tackling a super specific issue. These are like myths that are in the music industry. And so, you know, I think like I will do an autobiographical book, but I also want to do a book like Dotcom Secrets. For those of you who've not read that book or don't know what that is, Russell Brunson, founder of ClickFunnels. Dotcom Secrets is how to build a business online using certain web pages called sales funnels. Changed my life completely. It is like a playbook. You know, it's very like, it's an applied book. You read it and apply it. That's the kind of book it is. All books you should apply, but some are more applied than others. Like Relentless by Tim Grover is a mindset book. You apply it, but in a very like subtle way in your own life. But Dotcom Secrets is like, I'm literally going to go onto a computer and take actions and do things based on this book. So that's Dotcom Secrets. It's like a playbook. I want to write that. I want to write a playbook. You know, I want to write a playbook for literally how to make it as a musician. You know, I personally want to get to a level where I am a little bit higher up. I would like to write a book where I'd like it to be when I get to my goal of six-figure income. And when I do that, it's like it's going to be the playbook for independent musicians. Like it's going to be the best book for independent musicians. I'm going to write it perfectly for people like you and me who are trying to figure out how to make it as a musician. And it's going to be like Dotcom Secrets, but I'm going to literally like put it for musicians. I'm going to teach musicians how to do funnels. I'm going to literally teach them the three main pillars, right, of building a profitable online music business, which is getting fans, converting those fans, and nurturing the relationship. Like I'm going to write the book. And I'm so pumped to do that. But I want to get to a certain level first. But me writing this book, it's so crazy, bro. I had the idea. I mean, I've had ideas for books for a while, but I had the idea like less than a week ago. Literally less than a week ago. And I banged it out. And I just was like, all right, just pull up Google Docs and write. I didn't do an outline. I didn't have a ghostwriter for this one, although I'm not against ghostwriters. I just didn't have one for this. And I just freaking did it. And I realized like, dude, I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I could do anything. I could do anything I put my mind to. I've always had that feeling. Like I've always lived in that kind of reality. But like now I really feel like I'm applying that and actually doing stuff. You know, I'm not just like, I can do anything I put my mind to. But then I go back to my limiting beliefs. I'm literally like, no, I literally can't. I can do anything I put my mind to. I can do whatever I want with my life. I can make my dreams come true. And I'm so pumped to do that. And I'm pumped to keep giving you more value. I'm very excited. You know, I'm very excited to just keep going. And I think that we all have the potential to make a great change, not even just with our life, but in other people's lives. It's our responsibility as musicians to bring joy and happiness and just not even always joy and happiness, because maybe your music is more sad and depressing, but it's supposed to help people feel a sense of self. And you give people a sense of community when your music speaks to people. People need your music, you know, and it's your responsibility to get that music out there to people. As much as I feel like it's my responsibility to do that, as well as do that, blaze the trail in marketing, make a living for myself and just make moves. You know, I feel like it's like that for for independent musicians, for us to like bring our music to the world. It's our gift and we should be, you know, helping other people with our gift. So if you got any value out of this podcast episode, do me a favor, share it with a friend. You know, send it over to somebody, shoot them a DM, shoot them a text. And I would love just, you know, any of your help to actually spread the word, because, you know, I want to help more people too. And it would mean a lot to me. All right. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast. And of course, as always, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. Hey, 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 get that, bet that, jump shot, what that, look.
Hood moves, no rules, shot that, no boo, get that, bet that, jump shot, what that, hood moves.